Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Our celebrity insider, A. Wood, stopping by to tell us about some casting opportunities.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
I am so glad to be here.
We're so glad to have you.
I have such a good casting. My favorite castings are when everybody can participate.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested.
There you go. Did you notice I said everybody? Like, yes. You're really in Atlanta. There's no V in it when you're in Atlanta. So listen, I am looking for, did y'all know there are levels to this? I'm looking for drag queens of all levels. Get it? I didn't know there were levels.
I didn't either.
Listen, I'm going straight from the casting director. Well, evidently, I guess some drag queens are able to bring it with like their own makeup, their whole outfits and everything. Yeah. Some, I guess maybe level one drag queens aren't quite there with their own makeup yet.
Okay.
So yeah, so I'm looking for drag queens for a feature film called 7 Year, I can't say the other word.
Okay.
7 Year Female Dog?
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say rhymes with itch, twitch.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. Yeah. Not only am I looking for drag queens, but I'm also looking for go-go boys. I love when a casting allows me to talk in a way where HR cannot get me.
Go-go boys?
Yes. Go-go boy.
Hot males willing to dance to spice up the mood. Why am I looking at Drex when I say that?
I have no dance moves. I've got the white guy dad on the dance floor at the wedding move.
Drex, has anybody ever been so overt with you before? Called you
hot? I feel like
hot,
I need to
anything?
Step away from this and let them have a moment.
I'm okay with being a piece of meat, let's just say.
I love that.
His eyes are up there. Yeah. Jeez.
I also need party goers, wait staff, bartenders with real bartending experience.
If they're doing a party scene, isn't it when they shoot like a club scene or a party scene, isn't it silent inside and they add the music afterwards?
It's pretty quiet. Sometimes they will play music just so the people can have a vibe, but that's not the music you're going to hear in the film. The mouths that you see moving, there is nothing coming out. There is nothing coming out. Absolutely not.
It's a great Modern Family episode where Gloria and Phil just don't get the instructions.
Overacting. So, hey, if that's you and you want to overact in 7 Year, can't say it, follow me on all socials at A. Wood Radio. That's the Twitter, the Gram, and the book, and I will tell you exactly how to submit, and I will see you on set.
If you haven't seen that particular scene from Modern Family,
I haven't.
I just posted it on the Tad, Drex, and
Kara
page on Facebook. I'm curious if you've ever swallowed something you weren't supposed to.
That's very interesting. So earlier this week, a boy was playing with his dog. Somehow he swallowed the squeaker of that toy. And because it's 2022, his mom recorded the entire thing and it's gone viral.
So this is a kid with the squeaker from a dog toy lodged in his esophagus?
Yes. He can't talk at all. Every time he goes to talk, it's the squeak.
As
you hear him
funny
trying to
as
laugh.
It is, it's also probably super terrifying.
I'm sure.
But I guess he went to the hospital. Everything's all right. Let's see if we can find the person who swallowed. I've never personally, I don't think.
I don't think I have.
It might dawn on me after.
I'm super safe.
But if you've done it, you probably remember it because you were probably frightened.
Terrified.
404-741-0985. We'll see if we can find the person who swallowed the craziest thing. Starting with, is it Brian?
I swallowed a toothpick once.
I just imagine that, like, poking holes down your throat and your, like, esophagus, like, all the way through. How many stitches does that take? And do they have to cut you open to fix it?
I just got really lucky in that it, like, went down long ways. It passed through, which was very lucky.
Yeah, I was going to say, Charlie's worried about the esophagus. I'm worried about the other end.
You said it passed through just fine.
Yeah.
Those are very stressful days.
Oh,
waiting.
My gosh.
I can tell you it takes 3 days for a toothpick.
three terrifying days.
I am sitting here That's with right. clenched butt right now.
404-741-0985. We're talking about swallowing crazy things.
Yeah, a little boy this week was playing with his dog, and somehow he swallowed the squeaker part of the dog toy and could not talk. And because it's 2022, his mom recorded it all, and it's gone viral.
We're looking for the person who swallowed the craziest thing. 404-741-0985. Barbara in Alpharetta, I know we've talked to you before, but Charlie hasn't heard this story.
12 skinny paintbrushes and the cap separately.
You didn't do that,
Why?
Though.
Why?
No. My husband's a gastroenterologist, and he had to remove those. The patient ate dinner and then went to the hospital.
Was he confused about what he was eating?
No,
was he blindfolded?
Slim Jims?
No, this was a prisoner. And she ate everything, swallowed everything, because she could go to the hospital, and that was better than being in prison.
Now, this just got sad.
Yeah.
Did she chew them, or do they just go in, like, all
yeah, like,
the way
how
down?
How do you even like, do
like
that?
Like a sword swallower. And just recently, he had someone with a food impaction, and that person, the food was, you know, halfway down. That person took a knife to try to push it down.
No.
And got the knife in, but then he couldn't get the knife out. Yeah.
This is what it must have been like to be the staff doctor for the circus. Right? Be like, yeah, oh, but listen, we got a guy stuck in a tennis racket in curtain three.
Right.
404-741-0985. We are talking about accidentally swallowing things that you're not supposed to. It does happen. And if it happened, you probably remember it. Who swallowed the craziest thing? It's Rebecca in Fayetteville.
So my son, who has historically put a Lego inside of his ear canal this morning, decided to get a booger out with a wooden skewer.
Well, Rebecca, in fairness, you told him not to pick his nose with his finger.
But kids have got to be smart. They got to figure out another way.
Renee and Duluth.
Mothballs. I was 4 years old at the time, and I shared them with my sisters because they look like Buttermints, you know?
They might look like Buttermints, but they do not taste anything like that.
And my mother rushed to the hospital, and our stomachs had to be pumped. I still remember the horror of having that tube, like, put down my throat.
Yeah, that's a one-and-done kind of thing. It's nothing you would do twice.
Exactly. But then 2 days later, even crazier, we got into baby aspirin. And do you remember how good those tasted?
What is wrong with you?
I did this report in my senior year about neglect and child abuse. And I'm like, Mom, I can't believe that social services never came to your door. And she's like, they did. Because 2 days later, we were in the hospital again getting our stomach pumped.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
All right, we're going to be warming up today to about 74. It's, what, really cold now, 49 in Midtown. Ooh. Braves in Philadelphia, Game 3 of the NLDS this afternoon at 4:37. Hawks preseason at the Pelicans tonight at 8. What's going on, Charlie?
Three Georgia barbecue restaurants have made Southern Living's top 50 barbecue joints in the South. I've been to all three. I'm going to give you feedback in just a minute.
Love it.
But first, Braves fever is here, and I think it's hottest in Marietta.
I'm a big, huge Braves fan for like 40 years, and I'm excited to see us back in the playoffs. And I'm excited that Marietta has taken the time to put a rally together.
They did. They had a big send-off rally for the Braves yesterday as they head to Philly. It's just, Braves fever is everywhere, but man, in Marietta.
The Braves had already left town, and the mayor put together this party on the Marietta Square. It looked like the battery there. It was pretty awesome.
Really? Yeah. That's awesome. So game three this afternoon in Philly. First pitch, 4:35. The series is split 1-1, so the Braves need two more wins to take it.
Nice.
All right, now I'm hungry, really, really hungry. Southern Living Magazine has released a list of the top 50 barbecue restaurants in the South. three in Georgia made the list. So Fresh Air Barbecue is in Jackson. That's kind of like the middle of Georgia. It's been open since 1929. So yeah, I'd say they know barbecue. Now I will say they have a sister restaurant in Athens. I've been to that location.
All right.
No Frills Barbecue. Literally like a screen door that slams when you walk in. You get white bread, a pickle, but it is very good.
It's got to come with that side of Wonder Bread.
Yes.
No effort was put into that at all.
That is Fresh Air Barbecue. Now, Southern Soul Barbecue is on St. Simon's Island. That has been featured on Food Network's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. It's an old converted gas station. The line is always long, way out the door, almost on the street, but it is always worth the wait. That
so
might
you've
be my
been
favorite.
To that one too?
Yes, been to that one. That might be my favorite. Fox Brothers, probably the most well-known in Atlanta, takes the third spot on the list. They've got a place in the Battery, a booth in Truist Park. I was just there, and it's just delicious, classy barbecue.
Fox Brothers, my favorite for sure. No heirloom on this list.
I don't know what heirloom
Korean
is.
Korean barbecue in Marietta. No.
This is just regular old Southern barbecue.
Could you go back and describe some of these items, but just say it slower?
Sure. Delicious, slow roasted.
Don't do
barbecue.
It. Now I feel like I'm going to get called into HR.
HR.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Karina, we got your email. You were invited to a party that a friend of yours had and didn't show up. Is that right?
My friend Michelle owns a med spa in Alpharetta, and she'd invited me. It's like a Botox and Braves watch party on Tuesday night.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Right? And she was going to have the game on, and she was going to be doing some demonstrations and stuff. And I just feel bad because I RSVP'd, but then I completely spaced out on the party and I didn't show up.
Oh, so you no call, no show.
Ooh.
Right.
You poor thing. You missed out on the opportunity to watch the Braves while getting stuck in your face with poison.
I know.
Karina's like, yeah.
Exactly.
But it was an important event for her, and I feel bad that I wasn't there to show support. I've been trying to call and book an appointment and apologize, but I just keep getting sent to voicemail and nobody ever calls me back.
The fact that you're not hearing back from her is concerning to you.
It makes me think she might be a little bit mad, but maybe she's also really busy.
Maybe she sees your phone come up, your number come up on the caller ID and says, do not answer.
I hate that thought, but maybe.
Well, we'll find out coming up. Part two of Forgive and Forget, we're going to reach out to your friend Michelle and ask her why she's not talking to you. I mean, you just missed the party. People miss parties all the time.
I miss parties all the time.
All right, sit tight. We're going to get your friend on the line, find out why she hasn't been in touch, why she's been ghosting you, and hopefully she'll forgive you.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Karina was supposed to go to this party. It was a Braves and Botox party Tuesday night, but she just spaced it. Now her friend that was throwing that party is not returning her calls, not responding to texts. She needs forgiveness. We're here to help you do that. Sit tight, Karina. We're going to get Michelle on the phone first.
Hello.
Hi, is this Michelle?
It is. How can I help you?
Good morning. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you doing?
I am great. Are you guys going to give me a free plug?
Oh, gee. A classic business owner there.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes. But first, I wanted to ask you, you had a Botox and Braves party on Tuesday night. How did that go?
We had a huge turnout. And we're planning to do another event this weekend. Do you want to come?
Did everybody show up that was supposed to? Like everything was fine?
No, but we actually have a policy for that.
A policy? A policy for what?
When clients don't show up for a scheduled appointment, it's our policy to charge them $50. And
so what, was this a party or was this an...
I mean, there's no difference. It's still an appointment. I was administering Botox during the game, and that's what I do. That's my business.
You have to be kidding me.
Michelle, we have your friend Karina on the phone, and she called us because she was looking for forgiveness for missing your party, which you're now calling an appointment.
Well,
you did RSVP, so it was a formal appointment.
Oh, so I gotta look in the dictionary. Party is short for formal appointment. Okay.
This doesn't sound like much of a party.
Ridiculous. I've been trying to call you for days now to apologize and to book a real appointment, but you never called me back.
Well, you haven't paid for your missed appointment yet.
Well, I didn't even know I had a fee because I didn't have an appointment. I RSVP'd to a party. Like,
I'm trying to run a business here. This is why we have this policy in place.
Well, then you should put a policy notice on your party invitation. Like, are you really going to jeopardize our friendship over $50?
You're the one who didn't show up. You could have canceled your RSVP.
This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Karina was looking for forgiveness for missing your party/important-can't-break appointment. Do you forgive her?
Well, I forgive her, and I also want the fee.
She's got to settle her account first before we get forgiveness.
Before we get back to the friendship?
There's a contingency.
You can absolutely get your 50 this time, but you have lost my business long term. I can get Botox done anywhere and cheaper too. I came to you because you're my friend. I have spent thousands of dollars with you. And if this $50 is so important, like, so be it. But I'm not getting any younger and there's lots of Botox in my future.
That's a good point.
I will let it go and I'll forgive you. And, you know, we are friends. I just don't, this can't happen again. I'm trying to run a business.
I don't think we need to do business together anymore, but I appreciate your apology. I made repeated attempts to reach out to you, and this seems extreme to me.
I just am glad that this has been normalized because I can't wait to start fining people for not showing up to events.
Me too. The next time my husband has a barbecue, I'm going to let all his lady ass friends
know. Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Hey, Jordan and Marietta.
Morning.
Morning. Got big plans this weekend?
Yes. We've got a soiree to go to.
Oh,
fancy. And then just lots of, we've got a fall festival that we're going to go to up north.
Fun.
Well, hello. First, you can beat Charlie at Pop Culture Trivia. Get $100 of her money. That's pumpkin money right there.
Yes. But not the guy who called in earlier this week and exposed to the people on Facebook. Not him.
Don't go to him.
All right, why don't you go ahead and kick Charlie out of the studio.
Ciao. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was so sweet. I like it.
All right. She'll step out. We'll ask you these five trivia questions. We'll bring her back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Charlie, she'll pay you $100. And do you have help this morning, Jordan?
Yes. That would be Eric in the background.
Nice one. All right, Eric. We're looking for big things from you.
All right.
Question number one. The Braves series moves to Philadelphia this afternoon. What sandwich is Philadelphia known for?
Oh, Philly cheesesteak.
Question number two. First poster for the live-action Little Mermaid movie was released. The movie is going to star Halle Berry as the main character. Who's that?
I believe she's a singer, a novice. No.
What's the main character in the Little Mermaid?
Oh, Ariel.
I love that.
And Eric was named after Prince Eric in Ariel.
Oh, that's really cool. What a great connection, Eric.
Yes.
Question three, Princess Kate plans to make peace with Meghan Markle during her trip to Boston. Who's Princess Kate married to?
Who's she married to? Of course, the Prince of Wales, and that would be Prince William.
Number four, Mark Wahlberg says he moved his family to Nevada to give them a better life. Mark had a hip-hop group in the early 90s. It was called Marky Mark and the what?
And the Funky Bunch!
Finally, number five, Blake Shelton says he's leaving The Voice. That's the last of the original judges on the show to leave. Can you name one of the other three original coaches?
Oh, yes. Well, we love Adam Levine, but also Christina Aguilera. Hello. We love The Voice.
You got all five, right? I'm going to bring Charlie back in. Good job.
Oh, no
I'm not going to tell you whether you're right or wrong until the end, Charlie. Ooh. Are you ready?
Okay, yes.
Question one. What sandwich is Philadelphia known for?
Cheesesteak.
Question two. Who's the main character in The Little Mermaid?
Come on, Ariel.
Question three. Who is Princess Kate married to?
Prince William.
Question four. Marky Mark and the what?
Funky Bunch.
Number five, name one of the original three coaches on The Voice that's not Blake Shelton.
Adam Levine.
Final score, Jordan and Eric in Marietta 5, Charlie here in Midtown Atlanta, also 5. We have a tie ball.
Way to go, Jordan and Eric.
Thank you.
Because all ties go to the house, I don't even know what that means, but it's written right here.
I don't know. Drek says it's legal stuff we have to say.
Nobody gets the money.
But I do have 4 tickets to the early screening of Ticket to Paradise starring George Clooney and Julia Roberts. It is rated PG-13, so I don't know if Eric wants to go, but Jordan, you've got tickets.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Have fun.
Thanks.
We play twice every weekday morning. You can sign up, TadDrexandKara.com.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.